Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, a great one. Hey, everybody. Hey, David, did I see you playing a little basketball this morning before the show?
A little bit.
Well, it's a good weekend for basketball.
It certainly is. A lot of basketball.
You know, I mean, we're both baseball fans, but it is Southern Conference basketball weekend here in Asheville, and teams are coming in from all over. So if you're listening out there and you've made the trip down here to Asheville, welcome to Beer City, and hope you have a great time during the Southern Conference. And if you're looking for things to do beyond between the basketball.
Let me just point out, games downtown and games at the Kimmel Arena on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Asheville, men and women.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're looking for something to do between the games, quite a bit going on. Should we get right to it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know, Shindig on the Green really doesn't start until summertime, but there's going to be kind of a mini Shindig on the Green show tonight at the Grove Arcade Marketplace, 6 to 9 p.m. A lot of great mountain pickers over there. Stony Creek Boys, Paul's Creek, the new Broad River Band, Crooked Pine, Glenn Bannerman. Lots of good old-time mountain music, and while you're hanging around at the Grove Arcade, you can visit one of the restaurants over there or get a drink. And the Folk Heritage Committee, which puts on Shindig and the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, is putting on this little party tonight. It's a free show, so that ought to be a lot of fun. You know, on Saturday morning, too, I ought to note that the Amici Music Chamber Music Series is starting a new Saturday brunch over at the Isis at the Restaurant and Music Hall in West Asheville, 743 Haywood Road. You can go over there and hear some classical music and start the day with a nice brunch, and that's kind of a fun thing that you can do there. Back to stuff going on Friday night. British singer Callahan making a name for herself, and she will be performing tonight at the Altamont Theater over on Church Street, one of my favorite little venues in Asheville. Singer-songwriter Aaron Burdett is performing tonight at the Isis. Celtic Woman. Have you ever seen this show?
No.
Well, it's kind of a female vocal version of Riverdance. You know, lots of Celtic music. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up next weekend. So you can kind of get an early St. Paddy's Day thing going on to see Celtic Woman, who have played here before, 7:30 tonight at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. If you're coming to that concert, remember, it's going to be kind of nutty downtown this weekend with the basketball. So give yourself plenty of time to get over there so you won't be disappointed. And also this weekend, the North Carolina Symphony Woodwind Quintet performing in Hendersonville. Good morning, Hendersonville. We salute you. And they're playing on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the First Congregational Church. That's 1735 Fifth Avenue West over in Hendersonville. And that'll be a great program there, too. Anytime that the North Carolina Symphony comes into town, that's always a lot of fun. And if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine in the Asheville Citizen Times. You can get it in your paper this morning in free boxes around town. And also, you can get it online at AshevilleScene.com. One more musical note that we'll probably want to note here is Asheville's Blue Dragons. Great bluesy American rock originals and covers at 9 p.m. Saturday out at Pisgah Brewing in Black Mountain. Another great hangout there. Now, comedy, something we attempt to do each and every week at this time. Did that amuse you?
It did.
Okay. Well, the Feral Chihuahuas do a much better job of it, I would say. But the Feral Chihuahuas have been doing comedy here in Asheville, sketch comedy, for 10 years, and they are performing at 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. tonight and Saturday at NC Stage on Stage Lane across from the Rankin Avenue parking deck. And that'll be a really funny show. They're going to be skewering the awards programs. It is kind of awards season with the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars last week?
I did.
Well, you know, it was a big night for movies, and my favorite film of the year, American Hustle, got nothing. But, you know, you can't complain about the films that did win. They were all wonderful films going on there. Before we get to film, one theater note to note, beyond the Feral Chihuahuas, 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks out at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville, their studio space. They're going to hold that over for another week, so performances at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, 3 p.m. Sunday, at Hart Studio Theater. Now, another theater, Altamont. We mentioned it a little bit ago, but, you know, it's going to start showing movies over there. The Asheville Cinema Society, which had been showing its films at the Biltmore Grand and at the Asheville Community Theater, is now going to do all of its programs at the Probably almost all of his programs, anyway, at the Altamont Theater on Church Street. What a wonderful little space that is. The acoustics are so good in the Altamont, and this is going to be a great thing. The first one on screen, 7 p.m. Tuesday, is Pablo, which is an animated documentary about the artist who created many of the opening sequences for films of the last 50 years, Pablo Ferro, and the films he worked, Dr. Strangelove, Thomas Crown Affair, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, the movies, and I ask you every week if you've seen a movie, but I know you've seen a movie since we talked.
I saw
we
you
ran
at the
into each other at the movie theater.
I saw you at the theater. So I saw Philomena. I thought it was great.
It was a great movie, and I went out there to see Nonstop, which just blew my mind. What a great movie, but not if you're going to fly anywhere. The new movies this weekend, 300, Rise of an Empire. Well, and finally, Mr. Peabody and Sherman will be on the screen as well in 3D.
Tony, thank you very much.
So long, everybody.